the broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry. Get out of here with that. Sexism. All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break. I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. It's Georgia here. I'm with Sam and Mal, and we are recording on Monday night. The Canucks are currently up 2-1 in their series against the Oilers, which we'll discuss. I think maybe first let's just quickly run through the other series where they're at, because, I mean, I haven't been watching much of them, but we can sum them up real fast, I think. And then we can talk more about Canucks Oilers, the chaos of that series, the fines / suspensions, and Mick Crybaby and Crycidal, because Edmonton are whiny babies. And I'm going to see how mad I can make Mallory on this episode.
I'm not mad.
Okay, let's start quickly. So New York and Carolina are playing right now. New York is up 3-1. It looked like they were going to sweep for a second, and then they didn't. So Carolina did win a game, but I think the Rangers are currently up 1-0 in the second period.
Yeah, but it's in the second, so we'll see.
That one could wrap up fast. I don't think there's much to say. Rangers are good. I watched.
Tony D'Angelo playing his former team, though, which is interesting. Also, he said Raggett on the bench. As we all know, our favorite hockey term.
Yeah, the best term of all time.
That everyone commonly uses.
Yes. Okay. Bruins Panthers. Florida's up 3-1. I think we all predicted Florida was going to win, right?
Yeah.
I'm correct.
Sam Bennett may or may not have punched
Brad
someone
Marchand
in the face.
He definitely sucker punched him.
He may or may not. He allegedly did.
But I find it very difficult to care that he did so. Like, honestly, should it have been called? Probably. Should he have been suspended? Probably. Do I care because it's the Bruins? No. This is where I've landed on this.
I also don't get the whole thing about the NHL being like, we didn't have that camera view. Like,
they
what?
Said they didn't have it until Sunday night. They were not aware it existed until Sunday night. Which is, like, pretty funny if you consider Aaron Rome.
But also just, like, that's your one job? Doesn't that make you concerned about everything?
How do we let our favorite teams and players advance?
Yeah, that's true. But also, like, there is some karma of it being Brad Marchand who this has happened to. Or maybe I shouldn't say karma, I should say some irony. But yeah, I think the series was pretty chaotic from the start. Pasternak and Tkachuk fighting, and it just seems like the battle of the rats, basically. So congrats to all involved. They're playing tomorrow, so we'll see if Florida wins tomorrow. The other series in the West, Stars Avs, pretty chaotic series. checking in with Sam. How's your emotional welfare? Dallas is up 2-1 series.
It was fine. The only thing, game three was ass. I mean, the score was worse than the game looked, because they scored 2 empty net goals. But otherwise, I think it's been okay. I don't know. The Avs look suddenly, like, not great. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but, like, the NHL just disclosed that Larry Nichushkin is now in the NHLPA
Player Assistance
Program.
Oh, my
stage
God.
Stage 3. They disclosed this, like, I think 15 minutes ago, which is 2 hours before the game starts.
Oh, my God.
So, no idea what's going on there. By the way, and no one's ever discussed what happened in Seattle ever again.
Yeah, the Seattle thing.
Lots of questions around Valeri Nichushkin. No idea what's happening there.
Well, all right.
So, fun series. Tyler Seguin has a mullet.
Yeah, I did see that he said
his mullet. He scored 3 goals, and someone asked him about it, and he said it was a test to see if Kate really loved him, which I thought was hilarious. all things considered.
Yeah, you got to understand the lore. Because that is wild. I feel like, is it Dallas has been like leading for most of the series, but then
Yeah.
Colorado's had some comebacks and stuff.
Yeah. They had that
Okay.
really good comeback the first game.
Yeah. So I think out of the other, I don't know, I guess maybe out of all the other series, like that's been the most entertaining. But other than the chaos of Bruins and Panthers, but I wonder what like outsiders are thinking about the Canucks Oilers series, if they think it's the most entertaining out of all of them, because I would argue it is. Canucks are up 2-1 with a third string goalie playing against the two best players in the world. It's pretty glorious. What are everyone's thoughts so far on the series?
I think this would have been like in game two or something. I was like, okay, I was watching like the first period, and then I thought that like I could go see the Northern Lights, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. I've seen hockey before. I haven't seen that before. And then that was when apparently Quinn and Connor were getting into it because I got a bunch of texts from Georgia. Like she was like trying to make me like atone for them. So I don't know what they were getting up to, but we need to put them in like a little get along shirt. And I don't know. I also have very little confidence in the Canucks, so I do have to keep staying up late and being like, can they pull this out? But I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a obviously an interesting series. I think I can't remember if Sam, you've said this on Twitter, but I agree with it. Like, if Demko was starting, and this isn't to say that this is like Shelov's fault at all, but if Demko was starting, we would be handily up 3-0, I think. And like I'm speechless when I watch how bad Edmonton's defense is. I'm incredulous that Darnell Nurse is making over $9 million
I'm not,
to
because like I've seen Oilers games before. Like
like
I know exactly that's what they try to do. And then when things get in really dire straits, you can tell it's in dire straits because they start sending out Leon and Connor together. That's when you could
genuinely.
tell that they're in hell. Like,
It's unbelievable. Like
it's bad.
some of the passes that like their defense are making, and they just pass it right to a Canucks player. Obviously the Canucks are really good at neutral zone play, like really good at breaking up those long passes that they try and make or whatever. And it's playing into the Canucks wheelhouse. And then Stuart Skinner cannot stop a beach ball. I've heard that he's a very nice man. He's very nice and kind and whatever. And I feel so bad in some ways for him, but in others, I'm like, you could shoot at any, like a Canuck could shoot at any angle at any time if they wanted. And I would be like, oh yeah, the puck will go in and it won't be
He's
shocking.
also a child. So like it very much is a tale of what can happen when you put a goalie in net who should not be there, like is not technically an NHL caliber. I mean, like Shelov obviously I don't think should ever go back to the AHL, but
Mallory, if you want to know the state of crisis the Canadian goaltending is in, the idea was that Stuart Skinner was going to be our goalie to represent us at Olympics and whatever the fuck that weird challenge thing is that they're doing next year. Like, that is the crisis state that we're in Canada
I
with
know.
our
We've
goalies.
talked about how there's like not enough people who are actually good at playing goal, that there are not 32 good goalies in the league. So yeah, I mean,
But so it's like it's a fascinating series because obviously the Canucks are much better defensively, though, and our goaltending has been better, and our goaltender's a third string child. Like, Like, honestly, if I was a Vancouver Canuck, I'd be shit talking the hell out of the Oilers players. Because, like, you have the two best players in the world. You can't fucking score on this child. Like, oh my God. I mean, they can, but they can't win. And it's like,
I think it's like the most telling thing about that is if you look at all of the discourse on Twitter, I know everyone was like, oh, it's going to be like such a good battle between the fans, or it's going to be so toxic, whatever. Every single thing I've seen from the Oilers fans has been like, Canucks fans are so annoying. Like, you're the worst fan base. It's so toxic, blah, blah. But I have yet to see anyone come up with an actually good hockey related insult or chirp. Like, there's just nothing there. And my guess is because they're down 2-1 in a series where they've had to play their top line close to 30 minutes a night, and their goalie can't stop anything.
and
But somehow
their best
they've...
player is Ian Cole. Like,
Yes. Can't even talk about that. He should, like, I can't even be mad at being full. I feel like it's just intensely bad luck, but like, just sit the man.
it's like shock, it's shocking.
Like, I kind of feel bad for him. I don't, but I do.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad positioning. And so, yeah, some of it's just like aggressively bad luck, but like, I couldn't imagine. I mean, obviously Draisaitl had his little hissy fit last night. It was like,
We
posts
talked
aren't
about
good
this. Like,
gold,
it's
yeah,
so funny.
posts aren't good goaltending or whatever.
I mean,
I think that tells you
everyone
everything you
knows
need
this,
to
but
know.
like hitting the post isn't a shot on goal. It doesn't count as a shot on goal. So if Leon hit the post 41 times, they'd have 0 shots on goal because it means you missed the net.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. The McDry defender has logged on. It is not the Oilers
I
defender
knew we
because
could
the
get her
thing
out. I
is.
knew we could get her out.
Well, see, the thing is that it's not that I don't ever like, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Because look at what the fuck they're having to deal with constantly.
Oh,
Like,
their
it's
bottom
like,
six forwards.
it's so fucking bad. It's so abysmal. Yeah, obviously. And also, why are you mad at Leon for being a bitch? I think that's funny. I think that more people should be annoying in press conferences.
No, that's funny. It is funny. It's just like, I was saying it's very telling of like the mental state that they must be in, because it would be frustrating if every year you get to this point. It's like they write the same story every year. It's like the Leafs, they get to this
The thing
point
is that you're laughing about it and I'm sad about it. That's like where we
where we
divert. Like,
differ.
this is the,
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, this is so abysmal and sad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to like be in tears about that. And then you're like, lol, sucks to suck, which is so funny. He's your boy, like your
Who?
homegrown.
Who? Connor McDavid?
He's unfortunately, yeah, that would be
Yeah,
true.
but
He's Canadian. That
he's a
would.
whiny baby, Mal. I really saw red when he mutilated Quinn's face and did not get called.
That was when I was on my walk, so I wasn't there for
You did miss that.
that.
My thing is, he's really like, he's unbelievably better than every single other person. Like, you have an unfair competitive advantage by being Connor McDavid. You cannot
Okay, but
then
that's the
sit
point.
there
Everybody sees
and
that, and
yell
then they're like,
because you're like,
okay,
it's so
best player in the world,
unfair.
let's take out his kneecaps. That's like.
No one has done that. He's gotten slightly cross-checked. He has even like, ugh. I'm like, you already have an unfair
You aren't
competitive
like in the
advantage.
trenches watching like regular season Oilers games like me.
That's true.
Like,
Because that's a bridge I'm not willing to
girl,
cross.
I'm in hell.
That's a bridge too far. Genuinely, though, like, you already have an unfair competitive advantage. You cannot then complain that the refs are out to get you. Oh my God. Anyway. Also, I get why they do it, because every single time they get a power play, they score on it. It's like
Literally, I
devastating.
love lying and I love cheating.
Oh God, it pisses me off so much.
I mean, like, I obviously don't like it in this scenario, and obviously, I'm just playing like devil's advocate. But, like, also, isn't it funny anyway?
It's the same thing that when Erling Haaland does this, and you're like, okay, stop.
They're like, we get it,
Sit
but,
down.
like,
Once again,
And it's kind of funny.
genetic freak to make you so good at this. You already have an unfair competitive advantage. Like, Carson Soucy's just trying out there.
He's just trying his best. It's not fair. Honestly, though, like, I am surprised that Shelob has not, like, just shit himself. Like,
He's just so
McDavid, like,
chill.
speeding at you, horrible.
He's so chill. And like, obviously, I do think sometimes when you're watching him, you're like, that man does not know where the puck is, and it's a little concerning. Occasionally, you're like, oh God. And it's still scary. And obviously the Canucks defense is still like flailing in the goal crease. He did make a very good save, do we know? On the Corey Perry chance where he like put his glove over it where it could have been in, but we'll never know.
Why do we keep trying to expand the league when a team employs both Cody Ceci and Corey Perry in 2024?
Excellent question.
And we're like, you know what? I think that we have enough
We got
talent to
enough.
go around to fill
Yeah.
out rosters.
It's a very excellent question. The Canucks have played well. And I will say, Elias Lindholm has completely redeemed himself in terms of anything that he had ruined for himself in the regular season. And Nikita Zadorov has now so far leapt over Peronic for being the player that fans want the Canucks to re the defenseman. Fans want the Canucks to re-sign. It's incredible. That man is really doing his best to become a Vancouver like citizen every way.
I mean, like, let's do some group hating. I mean, for this series, though, the real losers of this series and the playoffs in general are the Calgary Flames.
They really are.
Because thinking about Lindholm, Sam Bennett, Tkachuk, obviously, it's really rough for them.
I think we traded to get Zadorov, we traded a third and a fifth. And doesn't he have the most goals against defensemen? Or he did at one point. You're like, worth it. Worth it.
The funniest thing about the whole scenario for me is I actually don't think the Canucks have played their best game.
No.
Like, game one, maybe.
They played really good periods, but
Yeah,
not a
they
complete
played
game.
really good periods. Their like second and third period of game two, atrocious, just garbage. Probably like second half of the game three, again, atrocious garbage. Like, good team defense. I think they did a good job of limiting the Oilers to like outside shots, but in general, very frustrating to watch. Like, every time they try to clear the zone, I'm like ripping my hair. I'm like, why are we just dumping and chasing? Like, what happened to your ability to break out of the zone?
Or they're icing it. They just keep icing
Yeah.
the puck
And
too. And it's
it's
like,
horrendous to
oof.
watch. But it's also deeply funny that I don't think they've played their best game and the Oilers are playing McDavid, Draisaitl, and Hyman 30 minutes.
It is. It's truly incredible. Well, and it's
Like,
such
how
an,
sustainable
yeah.
is that?
It's not. That's a, like, even so if Edmonton wins the series, they're not getting out of the West. Like, I just
I
don't.
don't think either of these teams is getting on the bus,
No.
but
But like, it's just not. It's not sustainable to play them that much. And they're just also not good enough. Like, yeah, it's.
yeah, I think
And
that
even if they do
talent
manage
has
to get out of the
been.
West, they're getting steamrolled by the Rangers or by Florida.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that the talent of like the NHL, I feel like, has maybe been down this year, like just the skill levels of teams. But that seems to only be true on the West. Because Panthers and Rangers actually are good. And like, I really am
They're
looking
very
forward
complete
to the
teams.
Eastern Conference final. Like,
Yeah.
I think it will be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. Okay, I guess we should talk about the Carson Soucy suspension. Zadorov fine. Hyman not fined. McDavid not fined. Situation that ended the game. For anyone who didn't see, there was a scrum behind the net at the end of the game, and McDavid two hands slashed Carson Soucy, who then went to go back at him to cross-check him.
McDavid innocent.
In the chest. But at the same time, Nikita Zadorov saw him two-hand slash Carson Soucy and cross-check McDavid in the back, which then catapulted his face downwards into Carson Soucy's cross-check.
Yeah, so he's like really getting like double fully folded. Like almost like beheaded.
Yeah, it was the French would have been impressed. It was
anyway,
like
McDavid totally exonerated, no wrongdoing.
So innocent. So
he's
Carson
innocent.
Soucy Carson Soucy got a one game suspension.
Honestly, light. I really was worried, actually.
Zadorov got fined $5,000, I believe. And
does it go to the McWedding fund?
does it?
It should.
It's like a I don't I'm
no,
I'm
it pulls
a,
like
I'm
yeah,
of
it,
two
I think it pulls
minds.
To the player safety, like whatever.
Yeah. I'm of two minds because obviously he had an in-person or an in-person hearing or whatever, so he was getting suspended. It was kind of like that was pretty obvious, but he obviously wasn't aiming at his head. Nikita Zadorov, first of all, should be paying. Well, he's already paying fine. Never mind. Fucked him over, essentially. So it's like, he obviously didn't have any intent like to hit him in the face. But also, like, you can't let someone cross check someone in the face and not get suspended. Like, you can't. I get why you can't do that. It's just interesting. That's all I'll say, I guess. Because Zach Hyman also cross-checked Zadorov in the face. So.
I missed that one. When did that happen?
I think it was in the same scrum.
Oh, okay. But you can't, like, keep track of all the bodies in there. It's fine. You have to, like, go in, pinpoint everyone.
Yeah. I just don't think that there's... Well, I mean, I think the complaint...
Isn't
and
that
it's a
serious,
fair complaint
guys?
From...
Like...
No. But I think the complaint from everyone is just, like, there's no... Like, the consistency remains confusing, and that's just,
oh,
like...
Oh, my Is It That Serious was about cross-checking people in the throat.
In the face.
Like,
no, but I mean,
I was like, can you guys calm down?
It's just, like, indicative of the NHL as a whole. Like, they have issues, like, with the communication stuff, and then it just doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't make sense, and also it just breeds into the very known, like, Canucks, the league is against us, trying to... win mentality. So Carson Soucy will be missing the next game, which means that Ian Cole will for sure be playing again, which is good news for the Oilers.
Is there anyone else?
Great.
If you have
Oilers.
A Canucks jersey, please show up to practice.
So yeah, I guess we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if Edmonton wins the next game. I think I said Canucks in six.
Is it game four?
Yeah, it's game four. Like, this feels like it will go seven and just be like...
I said Canucks in seven.
I feel like
I think
it'll be
Mal
seven.
Said...
I think I said
Oilers in
six.
Five. No, you changed it to Oilers
oh,
in
I
five.
Oh, I did change it to Oilers in five, which was a bad call, to be fair. That was, I was really thinking that we sucked a lot worse than we do.
Well, that was also before you saw just how terrible... Skinner was.
No, that's the thing. I've been watching them. I've oh, seen man. Them.
No, Val said Edmonton in six.
I did redact that.
She
and
did
I said
redact
it
and say Edmonton
I
in
we
five.
Were bad again. But then I forgot that also Stuart Skinner doesn't really know how to play goalie. So
it's tough.
It's tough. It's a week to week thing.
Are they gonna start Calvin Picard, who I genuinely did not know was their goalie? I thought it was Jack
It'd be
Campbell.
Fun. Why not?
It is interesting to see, because as Sam said, like, the Canucks definitely have not played their best hockey. Like, they obviously, the first period yesterday was very good. For a second, we had a Brock Besser hat trick, though it was pretty obvious that Lindholm tipped it. I will call it a spiritual hat trick. And they were like flying on all cylinders. It was really great. And then they do this thing where it's kind of like they know that Edmonton's going to come on And they just get a little tentative. And then as soon as they start playing like that, it goes a little shambolic sometimes. And it's like, just keep pressing them, because when McDavid and Draisaitl aren't on the ice, they're really bad. So you have the
Also,
power.
McDavid notoriously does not play defense.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, that's the JT Miller line. Like, the best way to defend against McDavid is make him play defense, because it's the way that you can do it. And just stop fucking taking penalties. You gotta stop taking penalties. Though they did start to kill the power plays off, which was quite good.
I do not foresee stop taking penalties as like this next series goes in post cross-checking McDavid in the neck. So
Yeah. I will say, as always, we've had the Edmonton media men being extremely normal.
genuinely, what is wrong with all of them? Matheson mostly, but most of them.
No, all of them. Was it Terry
I
Jones?
feel
Is that
like
his
Terry
name?
Jones is the
Terry
worst.
Jones is like,
The tweets today were so
they
funny.
were so unhinged. He wanted, did you see them, Mel?
I
He
did
wanted
not.
Soucy suspended for was it the rest of the
The
playoffs
rest
or
of the
something?
playoffs.
The rest of the playoffs.
He wanted Soucy suspended for the rest of the playoffs. And then when he was only suspended for one game, he tweeted one game for Carson Soucy for a cross check to the face after the game had ended. Open season on Connor McDavid the rest of his playoff career. It's like when
Oh my
what's his face tweeted that somebody could have died at the Oscars when Will Smith slapped someone, Chris
truly.
Rock. Oh, somebody tweeted that Susie was trying to disable McDavid for life.
There was another one who was saying that it's because of a specific smile that Susie had on his
Oh, that was
face.
David Staples. He should get four games. Two games for the Savage Act. One game for it being after
The
play,
play.
and one game for the, I think it was maniacal grin.
Yeah, it was a specific like grin that he had.
It's
And then
like,
Carson Soucy said today, he like immediately apologized because he didn't mean to do it. He apologized to McDavid right away.
yeah, I mean, I think if you had like two brain cells to rub together watching that, you'd be like, he meant to hit him in the chest, and then Zadorov cross-checked him in the back, and
Yeah.
he went
Canada needs
down.
to get more major sports. Oh my God, Mallory,
Like,
like it's
these
next
freaks
level.
need to be like spread a little more thin.
But there's a specific thing with the Edmonton guys. Like, it's unbelievable. You're just like, what is happening? It's truly shocking. And they're just getting dunked on by like Mr. Booth and the rest of Canucks Twitter. I mean, also the Vancouver media guys, like after the Spectre
Yesterday is like the
article.
most I've tweeted in like 2 years.
Yeah,
I have so many
Sam was going
fighting
hard.
people, and
But
I had
even
a really
why I
good
didn't
Mother's
see
Day.
any of the things that Georgia is referencing because I saw you fighting with people, and I was like, okay, great, bye. No, but Spectre's article about the officiating stuff, and then the Sportsnet 650 guys like pulled out all the receipts of all the times he's complained in articles about
He was
officiating.
also like, oh, what
Oh,
did
it's so
he say? He
funny.
said it's institutional surrender.
Oh, God.
The Canucks of institutional surrender.
They just have no self-awareness. It's unreal. Like it's next level.
Only Canucks fans whine about officiating.
Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers fans were chanting, "The refs, you suck." And now they're like, now they're saying stuff like, basically they wanted to decap Daveau and blah 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 blah, whatever. Regardless, it's a fun series. I will say that it's been interesting. And if the Canucks manage to squeak this out, we'll always have this time
I mean,
of beating the two best players in the world with
I'm
a
not
third
like
string goalie.
hopeful because it's the Canucks, but I did think it was a good point when PJ said today that the Oilers have to win three out of the next four games to advance, and they've only beaten the Canucks once all season. So I'm really enjoying the screenshots of like all the ESPN analysts and
Yeah,
like
getting
getting crossed
crossed
out.
out. It's very funny. I think there's also just like there is just like a general sense of like Canucks fandom of being like no one can be meaner to us than ourselves. So like we always have that freedom when we interact with the psychosis of other fan bases because it's like you just can't dunk on us because we do that to ourselves. But there's also a specific freedom, I think, like if we lose this series, it's like okay, we'll lose the series. We were on a third string goaltender. Like Petey's, he scored one goal, but like he's not playing his best hockey. Like we haven't played our best games. Like that's the reality. But if we win this, oh my God, be glorious. So I think there's just like a sense of there's a sense of excitement in the city. Like there's definitely way more Canucks jerseys everywhere you go. Like I think I've seen maybe like four or five a day when just like existing, just really exciting. But there's like a sense of freedom with this series that I think it doesn't feel as like desperately tense, I will say, at least from my perspective. Okay, any last thoughts about what's happening? What happens if Edmonton loses this series now? What will that wedding be like?
Beige. What else is it gonna be like, dude?
Oh man. That'll be interesting. Okay, let's quickly do three stars before we go. Mal, I'll give you the floor because I'm gonna assume I know who your star is.
Dude, I can't handle it.
I woke up to a devastated text message.
I have the Arsenal app on my phone because I use it to listen to games like an old man, because sometimes I can't watch but I could listen. Anyway, I like get this like push notification that Viv Miedema is like leaving at the end of the season. Honestly, my whole day has been bad. Like, I cannot describe to you like how genuinely upset I am. I'm like being moved to tears right now. Actually, because it is actually true that I mostly became an Arsenal fan because of her. Like, I only really started following Arsenal when she joined the women's team, and then like seriously following Arsenal, and then I started following the men's team more too as well, and like, it's so stupid. Like,
You have a
what
Viv
the
jersey. It's really sad. It's so she's been there for 7 years. Just 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years, and she has scored, I think, a total of over 100. I think it's 125 or something.
She's also missed, so she missed most of last season and also parts of this season. She's one of the many women athletes who've blown out their ACL.
And then
And
she had to have
so,
additional surgery after she like came back initially. So
yeah.
she hasn't had like the most like steady progression back, but
It feels like Hector Bellerin, like he got the knee
oh
injury
my
and then it's very
God.
much, I'm sorry. Just devastating mouth. But it's very much like this is the depressing thing that happens to athletes, like an
Well,
injury,
see,
and then
that's
you're
the
just
thing,
suddenly, which sucks because yeah,
is
she's.
also I got into like Arsenal like in like 2017-ish, like I mean like very into. I was kind of casually in before. But the men's team was like playing Hector Bellerin a lot. Like that's like what was happening. Like
Yeah.
so she was such like a great like breath of fresh air to Arsenal. And like she was like, I mean, a like because she's such like the like world-class player, she brought a lot of more eyes to it, I feel. So,
Yeah. And so she like It's been pretty clear. She wrote a letter and then posted. She's been posting all day about it. And it's like very clear it's not her decision. It's the club's decision for her to move on.
Which is absolutely bullshit. And
And yeah, I think it's also like it's really not smart of them because everyone loves Viv on the team. Like it's a really, I think it's just a really dumb move. Her girlfriend is still playing for Arsenal. Incredible. The incredible Beth Mead. They have a bunch of affectionately known adopted children. And it's really sad, particularly if she stays in England. Like if she was going to Barcelona or something or
I would
whatever,
understand,
it's
but the
like
thing is that
devastating, but
because
like,
she's dating
yeah,
Beth,
she's not leaving. They have a
she's
dog.
not leaving England.
Yeah.
So we're essentially letting her walk to a competitor.
Yeah,
Like, I
it's really dumb.
don't understand. Like, we are just going to do nothing but win the Conti Cup for the rest of
For the
time
rest of time. Yeah, it's really
and finish
devastating.
third. Thank you, Jonas. One time he was our star. Now he's not. I hate you and I want you out. I'm
So do the
actually both
Arsenal
in
girls.
denial and bargaining. And now I'm in the bargaining where I say it's the trade is one for one. And I'm saying get rid of Jonas and I want Viv back.
It's a good
Ooh, but I have been actually saying that. So I really think that Brittany Mahomes needs to use the fact that she is a co-owner of the Kansas City Current and friends with Taylor Swift to start attracting people to our club. Viv Miedema, are you free? I know you're a huge Taylor Swift
She's
fan.
not going to Kansas, Mallory.
Shut the fuck up.
Minima's not going to Kansas. There's no way.
We're top of the league right now. Yeah, but she's absolutely not coming to the NWSL. That would be a huge step
No.
down for her.
No. She, if anything, if she wasn't playing in Europe, she'd probably go back to Feyenoord. She'd go back
Where
to.
do you think the Netherlands is?
I'm sorry, if she's not playing in the UK, that's what I meant to say. Been a long day. I worked. Okay. Sam, who is your star of the week?
My star of the week is Aaron Frankel of the, I hate that they don't have team names still, of the PWHL Boston team. So stupid. But he's been incredible against a very good Montreal team. I think they were outshot something like 50, like Montreal had over 50 shots in one game and Boston still won. And I don't know what Montreal's going to do about that. They
Wow.
were outshot 54-26,
Jesus.
but Boston still won in overtime.
Sounds like the Canucks. Oh, man. Okay. My star of the week. Ugh, I don't want to be boring and just pick a Arsenal player. Hold on. Let me scroll for 2 seconds. Oh my God, why am I struggling to come up with something? Okay, actually, I'll just do it. My star of the week is Nikita Zadorov for dumping Evander Kane into the bench and then slamming him further because it gave us the glorious visual of Evander Kane grinning like he just won something. And then guess what? There's a bench minor. And it was glorious. So, Zadorov, you get my star of the week. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week. Series might be over. Series might be still
I think it'll
No,
be
series will
over.
be over.
I think if there's a game seven, it'll be on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.